Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Stevens. We need your help. We're looking for people, a very special kind of people. And the people we're looking for are found in the strangest places. So won't you please keep your eyes and ears open? We're hunting for people with big hearts. You up there in Cheyenne, you must know of someone who is always looking after the sick. And out there in the plains of Nebraska, take Alliance, for instance. You folks know of some person who always figures out a way to help his neighbor with his crops. And even down south in Pueblo, I'll bet you've heard of someone who has all the kids in the block thinking that he's Santa Claus himself. We have an idea that they're there, in Torrington, Lamar, Rollins, in Nunn and Silt. So be on the lookout for great people carrying big hearts. Here is a new program, a program for you, the people. A program to be known as The Biggest Heart. Presented each week at this time by Fred Ward Incorporated, your Hudson dealer and distributor. You know, in every city in this land, there are folks who think about the other fellow once in a while. In every small town, there is a person who's always around when things go wrong and a friend is needed. You don't hear much about them. You don't see their names in headlines. And chances are they'll never be rich or famous. But they've got something that this world of ours needs. They've got big, wide-open hearts. And these are the kind of people Fred Ward wants to know about. Fred Ward wants the world to know about them. So listen as we tell you about one of these great people, the person with the biggest heart in Denver.
Good evening, everyone. This is Pete Smythe. Not long ago, Fred Ward called me on the phone and said, "Pete, do you remember the heart campaign for the Colorado Heart Association when we staged a contest to find the biggest heart in Colorado?" Well, I said I did, and then Fred outlined his idea. He claimed that the search for a person with a big heart should not be held once a year, but every week, and that he wanted to do something about it. So, to make a long story short, we did something about it, and here we are with a weekly radio program to tell you about some wonderful person who may live in your town, who may be your next-door neighbor.
Just to give you an idea of what we mean, I have in my hand a letter dated February 18th, 1950. It begins, "There is a very nice young lady right here in this city that you should know about. I have known her for a long, long time, and also some of the wonderful things she has done for others. 2 years ago, she..."
"But you mustn't feel that way. I want you to stay."
"Well, your house is crowded already. You have your own six youngsters to think of."
"Oh, three more makes very little difference. We'll make room. We'll manage."
"Oh, thank you, but we can't stay. We can't."
"Where else will you go?"
"I don't know. I don't know. Paul left us over 6 weeks ago. I keep thinking I'll hear from him. Every day I keep hoping. Yesterday we were evicted. I have no money. The children need milk and food. I don't know."
"Now, don't you worry. Everything's all right now."
"No. No, you don't understand. Soon I must go to the hospital again. You don't understand."
"Yes, I understand. I know. And while you're there, you'll have no worries. I'll take good care of your children. And when you come back with your new baby, you can stay as long as you like. We'll manage. We always have."
And Mrs. Archuleta did manage. How, no one knows. But her six boys and the three guests always had food and a place to sleep. The young mother knew that her youngsters had a home while she was in the hospital. And Mrs. Archuleta cared for all until the mother was well and able to make other arrangements. Mrs. Archuleta seems to make it her business to seek out those to whom life has been a constant struggle. A few doors away lives such a person, a lady past middle age, with no relatives, few friends, and very little money, but with a great sense of appreciation. When asked about Mrs. Archuleta, she sat quietly in her rocking chair for a few moments as a beautiful smile slowly enveloped her well-lined face. Then she spoke.
I don't know what I'd do without her. There's hardly a day goes by that she doesn't call by to see me or bring me something. She's washed for me many, many times, and she cleans my little house. And once in a while, she'll come in during the late afternoon to cook up a special dish for me. For instance, she knows I like weenies and sauerkraut, even though they do smell up the place. And once in a while, she'll try to surprise me. But I always know by the smell. Yes, she's been wonderful to me. And I know there must be a place in heaven for her. She's brought the sunshine into my life. And you know, that means a lot to us folks who are blind.
There's an old saying that to be happy, one must keep busy, that the days must be active and full. Mrs. Archuleta's days, at least, are not dull. 8 children are guaranteed to fill the life of any woman. 8 children, plus a whole neighborhood full of children.
Be nice when those kids are old enough to help with the dishes. And the ironing. And the washing. Oh, the phone. Hello?
Hello, this is Matt Nicoli. I live just down the street from you. Have you seen anything of our little boy?
No, Mr. Nicoli. He hasn't been here this afternoon.
He's always asking if he can come to play at your house.
Sure he isn't here, but I'll look out in the backyard where the children are playing.
Thanks. My wife left me to take care of him while she went to the store, and I fell asleep, and when I woke up, the little Dickens was gone.
I'll go out to look for him.
I've covered the block, and I'm sort of worried. I sort of have a feeling that something might have happened.
Don't worry, we'll find him. I'll go to look now. I'll call you back. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Joe?
Yes, Mom?
Have you seen the little Nicoli boy lately?
Not for a long time.
Well, not for how long a time?
About an hour.
Where did you see him last?
Down the alleyways.
Oh, where down the alley, Joe?
Down there. He was playing on top of that ash pit.
Ash pit? Which one?
That one right down there. He was looking down the hole.
Looking down the hole? This may be serious, Joe. Hurry. Now, show me exactly which ash pit you saw him playing on.
It was right someplace along here, Mom.
Oh, hurry, Joe.
It was somewhere in here. Okay.
Hey.
Right here, Mom. Hey! He's inside!
Good heavens, Joe. Here, help me. This door. I think I can get through it. Quick, Joe, hand me that stick so I can push the ashes away. Don't cry, Sonny. Don't cry. We're going to get you out. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's all right.
Mr. Nicoli?
Yes.
Your boy is going to be all right. He has some ugly burns on his face and hands, and he's suffering from shock. But there's no need to worry.
Oh, thank you.
Thank me. Thank the woman who rescued him.
Mrs. Archuleta. How is she?
Well, for some reason, she got the worst of it. Oh. Evidently, the hottest ashes were piled up near the hole she crawled through.
Oh.
She'll be okay.
Will there be scars?
No. But we're mighty lucky. In fact, you can mark this down as one of your luckiest days because of Mrs. Archuleta's presence of mind. Another few minutes in that pit, and your boy would have smothered.
If you've ever accidentally burned yourself with a match or on a kitchen stove, You know how painful burns can be. Mrs. Archuleta went through some tough days and nights caring for her family and nursing the fire from her flesh, but she never complained. In fact, her neighbors say she was always too busy to complain about such things. People with big hearts don't wait for trouble to come to them. They seem to have a knack for chasing it down. When Mrs. Archuleta heard about Lois, age 16, she called her on the phone.
Hello?
Lois? Mrs. Archuleta, Lois. I just heard you're back in our neighborhood.
They released me from the home 2 days ago.
Must be nice to be home with your mother again.
I shouldn't have left the home. I was happier there. And so was my mother when I was gone.
Oh, Lois, you shouldn't say that. You know your mother missed you.
No, she didn't. She doesn't want me around now that she's married again. I know now that's why she sent me to the home.
I think you must be mistaken. Your stepfather can't feel that way.
Oh, yes, he does. I overheard them talking about me. He says he married Mother and not all of her hungry kids. And now she's afraid there'll be trouble between him and me and he'll leave.
But they don't want you to leave, do they?
I told them I was going to run away, and my stepfather said to go ahead, only make it far away.
Well, don't you do that yet. Come over and have dinner with me tonight, Lois, and we'll talk it over. You can help me get dinner. And how would you like to have tamales and tacos?
I'd like that. I'll be right over, but don't forget, this is just for tonight so we can talk because I do need someone to talk to.
The children are tucked into bed, and we can do the dishes and talk a while at the same time. Talking seems like it makes fewer dishes.
The tamales and tacos were wonderful. You make them best of anyone.
At least they warm the insides.
It is you that warms the insides, not the tamales.
Oh, you're nice to say that. Now, I'll wash and you dry.
It's nice being with someone who likes you.
I like you very much.
Why is it that some parents don't want their own children?
Oh, I think all parents want their children.
Mine don't want me.
Now, why would you say a thing like that? Here, put the skillet on the stove over there.
Mrs. Archuleta.
And this goes in the cupboard, Lois.
Mrs. Archuleta.
We'll be through in a jiffy.
Would you care if I didn't go home tonight?
Why, no. I'd be glad to have you stay.
I was going to run away, but I'd rather stay with you.
I think it's a much better plan.
But it will be just for tonight.
If you say so, Lois, just for tonight.
But, Mrs. Archuleta, I've been here for a whole week.
Don't you like it here?
Oh, yes, very much. But
you're a big help to me. With the children and the dishes and the tamales.
Well, then, I'll stay just a little longer, just a few more days.
All right, just a few more days.
It's hard to realize that it's been over a month since I came that night for dinner.
Has it been that long, Lois? It seems like yesterday.
I've been looking for a job. Maybe a part-time one so I could help buy food and pay my way.
You've worked hard here. I don't know how I got along before you came.
I'm very happy here. I think for the first time.
Then everything's fine. For sometimes in this life, it isn't easy to be happy. And it's important that everyone find some happiness.
Mrs. Archuleta, Mrs.
Dr. Lett, I found a job. I found a job.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lois. Tell me all about it.
I start tomorrow morning at 8 in a shipping department. I'll wrap packages. And it's a nice, clean place, and the people are nice. And guess what?
Guess what?
I make $25 a week.
Oh, wonderful.
Now I can pay you what I owe you for all you've done for me.
Lois, I've already been paid many times over. Not with money, no. I guess it's just seeing you happy again that means so much to me. It gives me a nice, warm feeling inside, like
tamales?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like tamales.
Christmas time. Yeah, I guess most of us have been to an open house party during the Christmas holidays. For it's a time of year when everyone rediscovers a feeling of fellow love and a spirit of hospitality. It's a good time. Mrs. Archuleta holds open house, too, although she doesn't have to rekindle the spirit of giving. Her open house is exclusive. Mighty exclusive. The Archuleta open house is for children only.
For just a moment, please. Boys and girls, quiet, please. I know all of you must be hungry, and you're anxious to get your stockings and gifts. But first, I want to count noses. Is everybody here? I've counted only 30, and there ought to be 35.
The real kids aren't here, Mom.
Oh, I've been wondering about them. Joe, will you run over to their house real quick now and tell them to hurry? I can't hold these youngsters much longer. Run along now.
Okay, Mom. But don't give the presents away till I get back. Save me some candy. Mom! Mom! They aren't even dressed yet. They aren't even coming to the party.
No? Joey, calm down now. Calm down now. Tell me why they aren't coming.
Benny is in bed with a broken leg.
Oh, dear.
And their mom went out today, and she hasn't come back. And they don't know where she is. And the fire's out, and all the girls are crying.
Well, no wonder you're excited. Now, Joe, get me that pasteboard box in the kitchen, please. Children, I'm going to have to leave you for a few minutes. Joe and I are going to take a few things over to Benny and his sisters.
Here's the box, Mom.
Oh, this will do. All right, now, let's see. We need 5 oranges... 5 apples, nuts and candy, and, Joe, that color book and the crayons, and that picture puzzle over there, and a game, and then, well, later on we can take some food. We just can't let Santa Claus pass those children by. There now, children, I think we have things in pretty good shape. Benny's bed is made, and comfortable. At least he has a big smile on his face. Is the leg feeling better?
Yes, thank you.
That's fine. And now the fire is going brightly again. Esther, you come back with me to my house for a bucket of coal to keep it going, and then when you come back, you can play Santa and pass out the presents.
Yes, thank you.
And now I must get back to the party. I'll come back later and see how you're all getting along and bring some more candy. And maybe I'll bring the whole party over here and we'll sing you a Christmas song.
Mrs. Archuleta?
Yes, Benny.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Benny. And a Merry Christmas to you.
It really doesn't take much to make kids happy. And that Christmas, the Rios children were the happiest on the whole block. But 2 days later, they were taken to a home. There was nothing else to do. They had to have someone to look after them. All children need that. And they came to say goodbye to Mrs. Archuleta.
I guess we won't be seeing you anymore.
Oh, but you will.
We will. When?
Very soon. The bus runs right by the home. I won't forget you.
You didn't forget us on Christmas, did you?
Well, let's say that Santa Claus didn't forget.
Well, anyway, Benny wants me to tell you thanks.
You tell Benny he's welcome.
And also Marie.
Yes.
And Rose and Teresa.
I'll tell Santa Claus.
And they all asked me to do one more thing.
Yes?
They asked me to kiss you goodbye for them.
Why, that's 5 kisses altogether. Do you have that many?
Oh, I have millions and millions for you. First, here's one for Benny.
One for Benny.
One for Marie.
One for Marie.
One for Rose.
Rose.
For Teresa.
Teresa.
And one for...
Well, as the neighbors said, you would have thought that those children were Mrs. Archuleta's, the way she cried over them. And she kept her promise to visit them at the home regularly. Children seem to mean a lot to Mrs. Archuleta. And she means a lot to them. There's more to the story, lots more. I just wish we had time to tell it all. In just a moment, I'd like you to meet Mrs. Archuleta, the lady of the great heart, great kindness, and generosity. But right now, here is your announcer, Bill Jones.
Yes, in just a moment, we'll present the lovely lady you've been hearing about. But right now, we want to tell you about another great show that Fred Ward is presenting, starting today at 1300 Lincoln, Denver. The premier presentation of the 1951 Hudsons. 4 rugged series for 1951, including the famous Pacemaker, the Super 6, and the Commodore 8. Plus the latest and greatest addition to the Hudson line, the fabulous Hudson Hornet. This great new Hudson Hornet is powered by the sensational new H145 engine that gives you the thrill of your motoring life. See and ride in the great new Hudson Hornet at Fred Ward Incorporated, Hudson distributor and dealer at 1300 Lincoln in Denver. Fred Ward is open till 9 p.m., so there's still time to drop down and thrill to the fabulous four, the great new Hudsons for 51. Now, once again, Mark Stevens.
Tonight you have heard of how a person can live a life of unselfishness, even though it may be difficult to do so. And here beside me in the studio is tonight's lady of the big heart, Mrs. Larry Archuleta. Mrs. Archuleta, on behalf of Fred Ward, I wish to present you with this scroll which reads, The Biggest Heart, Mrs. Larry Archuleta, presented October 20th, 1950, radio station KLZ on the Biggest Heart program. Great people carry big hearts. And say, Pete Smythe, don't you have a word to say to Mrs. Archuleta?
I certainly do. Thank you, Mark. First thing I'd like to try to find out is why she is the kind, generous person she seems to be. Mrs. Archuleta, now you speak right up and tell us all, do you have some special philosophy that you seem to live by every day?
Well, I like to see people happy and I just... want to be kind to everybody.
Does it make you feel sort of warm inside?
It sure does.
Like we said, tamales? Well, we thought there must be a reason. Now, back in your childhood someday, can you think back and think of anything that might have happened to you that's made you be so wonderful to people now?
Well, I remember when it was during the Depression one time, and up until that time, we had everything we could think of. And when we came to Denver, well, we was pretty hard up, and my father wasn't working. And there was one time at Christmas there that we didn't expect anything. But yet when we woke up, we found a little stocking, and it was filled up with an orange and a few candies and a few nuts. Mm. That was sure something.
Oh, that is great. I'm glad we found out the reason now. And you've been doing all these things for other people these years, and tonight we're going to turn the tables. First off, I'd like to have a list of a few things here. Over there on the piano, can you see over there? There's an orchid, a beautiful orchid. Here it is right here.
Thank you, Dick.
And that's the courtesy of the Alpha Floral Company, 420 16th Street. And in the big long box you see here are roses.
Oh, my.
Also
wonderful.
Courtesy of Alpha Floral down here at 420 16th Street. And in my pocket, my vest pocket here, I want to hand this to you. Here is a season pass to any Fox Theater at any time for your whole family.
Thank you. I sure enjoy this.
And in the box right behind you over there, there are some groceries from Mang and Bell. And I'd just like to name a few of the things in there. Horlicks, cocoa, dromedary dates, A1 mustard and sauce, Jolly Time popcorn, brown beauty beans, and oh, a whole mess of other things. So I think you'll have some fun with those. And then those kids lined up here in the studio. Tomorrow morning, I think we ought to do something about them. So along about 10 o'clock, say, would it be all right if we called for you with a chauffeur and 1951 Hudson and took you down to 15th and Larimer, Joe Alpert's? You know, that's Denver's favorite family store down there. And we'll get the whole outfit shod. Should we do that?
Oh, that'll be marvelous.
And they have famous brands, as you know, and you can take your pick. They have Red Goose, Proud Fit, Bonshire, and they've been in business for a long time. So we'll go to Joe Alpert's tomorrow morning. And then here, and I have a certificate for silk stockings from the Fashion Bar at 715 16th Street. Those are Berkshire stockings, the finest you can buy. I didn't bring those because I thought you better pick them out yourself. Didn't fit me. And in the other big box over here, we have a box of toys for all these youngsters here. And I'm not going to take the time or the responsibility of passing them out here on the program. I'm going to let you do that. But they're from the H.H. Tammann Company, and Harry Litzenberger was mighty good to help us out with them. And then tomorrow afternoon, how about that 1951 Hudson calling around with the chauffeur, Mr. Sylvester here, and taking you to the mountains? Would you like to go to the mountains?
Oh, sure, I'd like that.
Well, you pick the place, and then when you find a real expensive place to eat up there, pick out the finest and take the whole outfit in, and he'll be loaded, Sylvester, and he'll take care of the lunch for you. And right after the program tonight, we're going to take you to the Cosmopolitan Hotel for a dinner in your honor in the Western Room, and we'll all be there with Mark Stevens. We'll have a big time. And then we've done some field work. We found out from some of your neighbors that you wanted something very badly. And so tomorrow morning, the Auto Equipment Company is going to deliver to your home a Nord's Triple Action Washer, the kind that washes a big 9-pound wash cleaner, faster, and better in 7 minutes. That's tomorrow morning. You're going to be home now?
Oh, sure. I'll be home.
There's nothing like a Nord's. Well, thank you, Mrs. Archuleta, for coming down. And I want to offer my personal congratulations. You're a wonderful person, and may there be more like you.
And I want to thank everybody for being so nice to me.
If you would like to suggest some big-hearted person for this show, The Biggest Heart, just write to Fred Ward, KLZ Denver, giving several reasons for your choice. And on behalf of Fred Ward, I wish to thank the following companies for their generous cooperation in saluting Mrs. Archuleta tonight. The Alpha Floral, Mang & Bell, Joe Alpert, the Fashion Bar, the H.H. Tammann Company, the Cosmopolitan Hotel, and the Auto Equipment Company.
Your narrator tonight was Mark Stevens, who may soon be seen in Columbia Pictures production Midnight Till Dawn. Others heard were Betty Trunk, Barbara Peters, Jim Herrick, Dick Wolhoff, and Johnny Zoll. Music by Art Gow, direction Charles Roberts. Production and script by Pete Smythe. Tonight's dramatization was based on actual happenings, and all names of characters are fictitious, with the exception, of course, of Mrs. Larry Archuleta. This is Bill Jones inviting you to listen next Friday night at 7:30 when Fred Ward Incorporated, your Hudson dealer and distributor, will present the second in this new series of programs saluting The Biggest Heart.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.